You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The annual Pōwhiri of Ratana occurred yesterday, where people, including government delegation, come together in celebration of the founder of Ratana, Tahu Potiki Wirimu Ratana's birthday. It's one of the events that kicks off the political year, and it's important in affirming government's obligation to Maori people. I spoke with Minister of Maori Development, who attended the event, Nai Mahuta, to hear how she felt the day went. She started by telling me about the importance of the day.
Yes, well, annually, there's a celebration held at Ratanapa in Whanganui on the 25th of January to celebrate or commemorate the birthday of Tahu Potiki Wirimu Ratana. So people converge on the pa every year at the same time to ensure that his legacy of leadership, but also his contribution to the aspirations of Māoridom are remembered. The Ratana movement is a faith-based movement and has been around for some years. In fact, they celebrated the centenary on the 8th of November last year. So yesterday, as is always the case, there is a pōwhiri for politicians from all political parties to pay their respects and offer their, I guess, the thoughts to the people of the Ratana movement, and that starts our political year. It was a fantastic opportunity to reconnect and reaffirm the relationship, and the government's delegation was made up of the Green, New Zealand First and Labour Party members.
And now, last year there was the announcement of extra governmental funding into the development of Ratana land and economic development in the area. Are we starting to see any benefits of that government funding yet?
Yes, well, there's some land attached to the marae, which is actually in a whānau trust, and for some period of time the whānau have been working towards a development strategy for papakainga housing and also to, I guess, build the capability of whānau who currently live and are wanting to return to Ratana. A lot of effort has gone into their planning, and last year on the 8th of November the Prime Minister announced under my portfolio of Māori Development that we would contribute to helping to realise that aspiration of papakainga housing. There's work still to do around the design of the development infrastructure investment, but I would say that certainly within the next couple of years, people will see the benefit of that investment.
Something I also wanted to touch on was Simon Bridges' comments that he made around wanting to finish treaty negotiations by 2024. That's a very big claim. So I'm wondering what your thoughts were on that comment.
Look, I think Māoridom need to hear that governments are serious about the treaty settlement process and enter into that in good faith and with a level of optimism to settle past grievances. As you know, I'm a member of the Waikato tribe. We've had a settlement for the past 20 years and have grown from strength to strength as a result of the settlement process. I'm also a member of Maniapoto and helped to negotiate their settlement, and they'll be firming up that settlement any time soon. So the settlement process can deliver benefits, and having a target date to complete treaty settlements sends an important message. And I know that our government is also committed to completing the remaining claims that are out there amongst Māoridom.
I was just wondering what your thoughts are on some iwi who are frustrated by the settlement process and are finding it ineffective.
Look, I think people are at different stages of their own, I guess, development, aspiration or organisation to feel confidence about entering into the treaty settlement process. There aren't very many outstanding claims left for the government to resolve, but if we just take the most recent experience with the people of Ngāpuhi, who put an evolved mandate to the test and that was rejected by the people of Ngāpuhi, that signals that there is still some way to go internally within the tribe to be able to, I guess, take people forward and see the benefits of a treaty settlement, but importantly, have a level of confidence that their voice can be represented in the negotiating space. So these are all things that every tribe who has gone down the treaty settlement road have had to contend with. Some have succeeded, some have not. But the point of it all is that it will require leadership within iwi and certainly within the government to commit to a process in good faith so that people can resolve past differences and historical grievances in order to look forward into the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.